From Spark and Anvil and ReadQuest, this is Pith, in Chapter 1 of the ReadQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pith was, quite literally, a small, round coconut. His smooth brown husk formed his body. Two dark dots served as his eyes, and a tuft of fibers stood up like wild hair. He wasn't like the other teachers at ReadQuest Academy, but then he wasn't meant to be. His unique appearance was key to the core lesson he taught. In some botanical traditions, the inside of a coconut is called pith. More often, people call it the meat or endosperm. But pith worked perfectly for him. His body was a small, round coconut. The outside was the husk. The inside was the meat. Pith's main teaching point was simple. The meaning of an unfamiliar word hides in the surrounding text, not in the word itself. Pith grew up in a tropical village by the sea. Coconuts were the main food source there. Every day, the villagers, including Pith's family, dug out coconut meat. They split open the tough husk and used small tools to scrape out the sweet flesh. Pith spent his childhood watching this process. By age 6, he knew one thing for sure. The meat was never visible from the outside. You couldn't tell how much meat was inside a whole coconut just by looking at it. You couldn't tell its quality either. You had to crack the coconut open. Then you looked at its surroundings, the husk's thickness, the fibers, the eyes, to make your best guess. The outside context told you what was inside.
He remembered the exact moment the idea clicked. He was 11, sitting by the ocean, watching his father crack coconuts. The lesson wasn't just about food. It was about words. The meaning of a strange word, he thought, was like the meat inside the coconut. You couldn't see it from the outside. You had to look at everything around it, the husk, the fibers, the eyes, to guess what was hidden within. The surrounding sentences were the husk. The meat was the meaning. Pith walked to the ReadQuest Academy when he was 18. He had been the Academy's vocabulary and context teacher for 9 years. In his classroom, Pith began every first day lesson the same way. A small, actual coconut sat on his desk. He picked it up. The students leaned forward. He cracked it open right in front of them. The sharp thwack echoed in the quiet room. He showed them the rough husk on the outside. Then he pointed to the white, creamy meat on the inside.
"You couldn't see the meat before I cracked this coconut," he said, his voice soft but clear. "The husk itself told you nothing directly about the meat, but the husk's thickness, the fibers, the three dark eyes, they gave you clues about the meat's quality. That's external context. The same principle works for vocabulary." He turned to the whiteboard. He wrote a sentence in neat block letters. The hiker felt his quadriceps burning as he climbed the steep slope, the muscles in his thighs straining with every step. He tapped the word quadriceps. "This is an unfamiliar word for many of you," he explained. "Do not look it up. Look at the surrounding text. The sentence says, muscles in his thighs. That is the husk, the surrounding context. The meat, the meaning of quadriceps, is muscles in the thigh. The surrounding text gave you the meaning without a dictionary."
He gave another example. He wrote, "The sun was beginning to wane as evening approached, its light dimming and the sky darkening." He pointed at wane. "Look at the husk," Pith instructed. "Beginning to, as evening approached, light dimming, sky darkening." "The meat. Wane means to decrease or diminish. The context gave you the meaning." The students always found this empowering. They had often been told that unfamiliar words required a dictionary. Pith showed them something different. He taught that the surrounding text was usually enough. You could find the meaning right there.
Pith taught the types of context clues. These were different ways the husk surrounded the meat. Sometimes the text offered a definition. It would explicitly state what the word meant. Other times, it gave an example.
The text might use a synonym, a similar word nearby, or it might use an antonym, an opposite word, signaling by contrast. Finally, there was the general sense. The surrounding tone and topic would give a general feel for the word. When students asked Pith if deriving vocabulary from context was hard, Pith always said the same thing. It is not hard. It is looking at the husk, not the meat. The unfamiliar word is the meat. It's invisible from outside. The surrounding text is the husk. It's visible. Look at the husk. The meat will reveal itself. He still kept a small, fresh coconut on his desk. He cracked open one new coconut each academic year. It was always his first day demonstration. After being cracked, the coconut was shared with the students for his snack. They liked that very much.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pith. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.